Guelph Today received the following letter from Stephen Petrick of Transit Action Alliance of Guelph regarding Adam A. Donaldson's recent column. The recent column by Adam Donaldson, "Guelph is a car city, and I dare city council to admit it," has ignited considerable discussion in our community. At the Transit Action Alliance of Guelph, TAG, our steadfast mission is to champion frequent, affordable, and accessible transit. We resonate with concerns from the article and echo sentiments from the Guelph Coalition for Active Transportation, GCAT. Our city's historical gravitation towards a car-centric model has undeniably impacted the growth of comprehensive transit and active transportation systems. Yet, we must not forget that Guelph was not always dominated by cars. In the early 1900s, when Guelph was just a burgeoning town, it boasted several streetcar lines that provided more frequent and reliable service than we see today. The design and structure of our city's core historically supported a thriving transit network, refuting claims that Guelph's layout is incompatible with efficient transit. While a myriad of transit solutions await exploration, it is disappointing that City Hall appears restrained to consider them. As aptly pointed out in the article, the transportation choices of a city are telling of its priorities. As Brent Toderian insightfully noted, remember, the truth about a city's aspirations is not found in its vision. It is found in its budget. This statement resonates deeply with our core belief that genuine commitment is reflected not merely in words but more critically in actions and financial prioritization. Mike Darman from GCAT correctly pointed out that the real test of the city's commitment to our climate goals will be unveiled during the budget deliberation in November. However, a shared vision and a genuine collaborative spirit are paramount beyond the numbers. GCAT's proposal for a protected minimum grid connecting our downtown to the broader city landscape underscores the forward-thinking planning we champion and aspire for. Throughout our years of active engagement, we have learned that advocacy demands more than just vision. It requires sustained perseverance, especially in challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic presented unparalleled challenges, including a momentary decline in active participation. Nevertheless, the Transit Action Alliance of Guelph remained unwavering in its push for enhanced transit. We consistently championed the interconnectedness of transportation modes, collaborated with other groups to secure emergency transit funding from higher levels of government, influenced changes to the Guelph Transit Future Ready Plan, and work to get improved regional transit. Advocacy is a communal effort. We cannot stress enough the need for more individuals, businesses, environmentalists, homeowners, home builders and developers, and community organizations to align with our mission. Together, as a united voice, we can emphasize the significance of an evolved, frequent transit system catering to our city's needs. As GCAT aptly encapsulated, Guelph stands at a crossroads. The decision remains. Do we persist as another car town or pivot and innovate, crafting an inclusive transportation model in line with our green aspirations? We feel enthusiastically poised to lead the transformation at the Transit Action Alliance of Guelph. We sincerely hope the Guelph community will join us in this pivotal mission. Guelph has the potential to exemplify sustainable growth. As Brent Toderian noted about our city, we aren't as green as we think we are. With united effort and determination, let's transform that perception. Stephen Petrick, Chair, Transit Action Alliance of Guelph, TAG.